Inspired by ideas like those in William James's famous essay, The Moral Equivalent of War, militarism seemed to provide a workable and sensible model for achieving desirable ends. Mussolini, who openly admired and invoked James, used this logic for his famous Battle of the Grains and other sweeping social initiatives. Such ideas had an immense following in the United States, with many leading progressives championing the use of industrial armies to create the ideal workers' democracy. Later, Franklin Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps, as militaristic a social program as one can imagine, borrowed from these ideas, as did JFK's Peace Corps. This trope has hardly been purged from contemporary liberalism. Every day we hear about the war on cancer, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, and exhortations to make this or that social challenge the moral equivalent of war. From health care to gun control to global warming, liberals insist that we need to get beyond politics and put ideological differences behind us in order to do the people's business. The experts and scientists know what to do, we are told, therefore the time for debate is over. This, albeit in a nicer and more benign form, is the logic of fascism, and it was on ample display in the administrations of Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, and yes, even John F. Kennedy. Then, of course, there's racism. Racism was indisputably central to Nazi ideology. Today, we are perfectly comfortable equating racism and Nazism, and in important respects, that's absolutely appropriate. But why not equate Nazism and, say, Afrocentrism? Many early Afrocentrists, like Marcus Garvey, were pro-fascist or openly identified themselves as fascists. The Nation of Islam has surprising ties to Nazism, and its theology is Himmleresque. The Black Panthers, a militaristic cadre of young men dedicated to violence, separatism, and racial superiority, are as quintessentially fascist as Hitler's brown shirts or Mussolini's action squads. The Afrocentrist writer Leonard Jeffries, "Blacks are sun people and whites are ice people," could easily be mistaken for a Nazi theorist. Certain quarters of the left assert that Zionism equals racism and that Israelis are equivalent to Nazis. As invidious and problematic as those comparisons are, why aren't we hearing similar denunciations of groups ranging from the National Council of La Raza, that is, the race, to the radical Hispanic group MECHA, whose motto, Fuera Raza Todo, Fuera de la Raza Nada, means everything for the race, nothing outside the race. Why is it that when a white man spouts such sentiments, it's objectively fascist, but when a person of color says the same thing, it's merely an expression of fashionable multiculturalism?